Think about my bedroom.
Would you like to know what I'm flipping heck?
To be fair, you might have bought most of these.
Did I get into it half the time?
This is why you don't bring your dad to work. Pro
League, The Lobby. Welcome to another episode of
The Lobby.
And it's a special, well, every single one is special, obviously. But coming up to Father's Day. So, Jonah, would you like to introduce this man to my left?
To our left, we have the one, the only, Steve Jobs!
I can't believe you brought your dad into the office.
Yeah, I know. Bit weird, isn't it?
How did you bribe him to... Did you bribe him to get here?
I just said I'd buy him lunch. But other than that,
did he?
Yeah, no.
No, not yet. Not yet.
No, you better, because I'm hungry.
Okay. Right. When Steve Jobs hungry, you better get him fed.
Hungry.
Well, but look, no, Papa Joppy, welcome to BFBS.
Thank you.
You must be very proud seeing your son in action.
I am very proud. I'm very proud of him indeed.
You don't have to say that just because you're on camera and mic'd up.
No, I am. He's dreamt about this sort of job for a long time. And we kind of thought, that'd be daft. Those sort of jobs don't exist.
Right, of course,
and here we are. And this whole world of esports is kind of like alien to our generation, but it's nice to start getting involved in it and see what he's doing.
That's really interesting.
And you guys as well.
Because we haven't talked about that yet, have we? The generational thing of actually some people going like, oh my God, you can make money from esports now.
It's massive.
Yeah.
And you try talking to my mother.
Yeah. I was actually saw your mum yesterday.
Yeah.
My grandma.
Your grandma.
My grandmama. Yeah. I get told off for that. She I don't think she still fully understands what I do.
No, I don't.
I was trying to explain to people, just sort of go, I play video games for a living, but that's like 5% of my job.
Yeah.
No, it's a crazy world.
Well, Jonah Jupp, thank you very much for bringing your dad in for Father's Day, this week's special on The Lobby. I got so excited with the fact that you're here, Steve, that I completely forgot to go, hey, I'm Danny G, you're joined by Jonah Jupp, Steve Jupp, and Lena, of course, over here, because there's no Owen again this week.
Yes, I know, we have Lena. Welcome back.
It is a pleasure to be back. I'm going to be really worried when Owen comes back if I'm getting the boot.
Never. Nah. You're staying, girl. You
might
staying.
Have to make it a four all the time.
Well, look, let's talk BFBS Pro League. How much do you know about the Pro League, Steve?
Not a lot.
Oh, well, I'm really glad you're here then. What are you doing, Juppy? Explain the BFBS Pro League from scratch. Grassroots.
Okay. The Pro League is our premier esports competition for the Armed Forces community. So we've got F125 featuring this year. We have Rocket League is back for Season 2. Obviously, we did Rocket League only last year. And then we've also expanded to League of Legends. And if anyone doesn't know what League of Legends is a top-down, sort of tabletop-esque game where you click tons over the screen, you buy things, you throw magic. Oh, sorry. I'm throwing magic stuff. I was throwing my hand at the camera, the microphone camera lizard, anyway, there. But yes, that is the three titles we're running with this year. It's an awesome opportunity for people to get involved, connect it with each other, especially if you're overseas, and also to level up.
Does that explain it, Dad?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Right, so Jonah, we always ask you this every single week about, right, what is the BFBS Pro League?
Yes.
How's it going? Who can play? No. Who can't play?
Who can't play?
Go on, you make that list.
Adele.
We're going to be here for a while.
Bold start.
Are you telling me that if she wanted to, you'd still turn
her away? We get her on the broadcast instead.
What, the Adele?
The Adele, yeah.
You know, never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Yeah. Very good.
Who else can't play?
So just a general Tom, Dick and Harry can't play, you know.
Oh,
it's anyone
it's a bad
who's
day
with...
to be Tom, Dick and Harry.
Yeah. But if you have any relation to the Armed Forces, Danny, so if you are, in fact, a veteran, a cadet over the age of 13, you are service personnel. And veterans, as I said, but their families can also get involved as well. So if you're a family member of someone who's serving or has served, so if you're a brother, a sister, a son, a daughter, you've really
cousins?
Distracted me now.
No
cousins. Oh. Direct family members. Mm. Yes, direct family members only.
This is seamless, by the way.
Yeah.
You like it? So,
yeah.
We've planned this.
Mm. Yeah. And MOD Civil Service as well can get involved. So if you want to get involved, make sure you head to bfbsesports.com and sign up to our league.
Perfect. And thank you for...
Seamless.
You dealt with that spanner in the works very,
you
very
guys are, like,
well.
Really on it today.
Well, look, only one more week left to play F1,
yes.
Though. I can't believe it. It's gone quite quick. And I know that you guys have been working really, really hard. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the end game's the big grand final, though.
I know.
How are the preparations going for that? I know we've still got two more games to run through yet and for them to start, but yeah. Grand final, can you talk? Can you give us details? Where's it going to be? And
so we're going to the RAF Museum in London. We've got a big turnout expected. We're hoping for about 2,000-3,000 people to rock up to this event. And for a venue, we've only got about 400 seats for the actual arena for. It's going to be awesome. But there's not just the arena going on, Danny. We have also got the theatre at the RAF Museum. We're going to be hosting talks, just things about like social media skills, talking about esports as a whole, talking about life in the military, things like that. We've also got visitors from all the services and also all the cadet units coming in to run different stands, activities for people to participate for the day.
It's like
and
a Comic-Con event.
And the it best is. Thing it's of all, it's open to the public.
Oh, that's awesome.
How cool is
so
that?
So all it takes is for me to get, like, Cam, for example, my co-host from the UK National Breakfast Show, to stand outside charging people as they come in.
Yeah, credit card machine. Beep, beep.
That's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. It's free entry, so make sure you turn up. It is on the 27th of September.
Nice.
Sunday the 27th of September. RAF Museum in London. Make sure you're there. It's going to be a day full of activity and a lot of shenanigans.
And it's free.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Go on, Steve.
Oh, well, look, obviously that's then, this is now. What about the racing this week? Where are we? Where did you go?
We went to...
Suzuka.
I know. In Japan.
I did remember that from last week's episode. I just wanted to double check you could still pronounce the place.
Pronouncing it has never been the issue,
is
Danny.
Is it spelling it?
Spelling... Well, not for us.
Oh, Jonah Jump.
Yeah, Suzuka made a few appearances. Just say that much. But nice. Yeah. Suzuka, if you look at it from top down as a track drawing, it's a bit like you've just got a rubber band and thrown it on the floor.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's a very cool track.
Difficult was its kind of like level.
Yeah, it's got a decent difficulty. There's a little chicane in there as well. Bit of a weave. Weave and bob, you know? Type of
a long straight.
There is a long straight.
There's a long straight.
Yeah. Dad and I used to watch a little bit of F1 back in the day, but
you might have watched a little bit. I watched a lot, mate.
A lot, yeah.
Back in the days of Mr. Mansell.
Yeah. big Mansell. And that times Lewis Hamilton was at the top of his game. But yeah, we used to sit back and watch a bit of F1. But yeah, now it's really weird being on the game end of the F1 spectrum. But yes, yeah, it was a good track.
And only 1 week left to play. I can't believe it.
I'm scared for it to be over. I'm not ready for it to be over yet, I don't think.
Oh, no, don't worry, because as soon as it's over, you get to start planning for next year's one. You're never going to stop.
And it's not the only game either, is it? So it's not like the party stops there.
No, we are bringing in Split 2, which is Rocket League and League of Legends at the same time.
And Overcooked.
Overcooked. In your dreams.
Please, me.
I'll see what I can do,
what's
Danny.
Overcooked?
Danny, you want to explain Overcooked, your game you have a passion for?
To be fair, I haven't mentioned it for a couple of weeks. So
is that like
I
Cooking Mama?
Oh my God, yes!
Is it?
Yes! Pretty much. It's just not as point of view. Same. So Cooking Mama was that point of view cooking game. Did you guys ever play that on DS?
Oh, yes. Yes. I was a legend.
My mum liked Cooking Mama, didn't she?
She loved Cooking Mama.
Oh, well, obviously, look, you've got to play Overcooked because it's basically you get these little characters and you have to, it's teamwork, right? You can go against each other. Teamwork's more fun. And you have to like pick up the fish, chop it, put it in the pan. Same sort of thing, but you're actually moving around a kitchen.
Fabulous. Oh, I love it. At that.
you drive mum at the wall by getting in the way all the time in the kitchen.
I
know. We're like, oh, we'll get a bigger kitchen and that probably won't happen.
My mum has a dad ban on the kitchen during Christmas. You're not allowed past this. Like, there's a physical line drawn.
I broke up with my ex because on Christmas Day he dropped our roast potatoes on the kitchen floor.
Valid.
Wow.
Real and valid.
I waited until the new year. I'm not a monster. Anyway, look, what's going on in the community? Are they talking about much more interesting things than roast potatoes on a kitchen floor?
Well, we've been asking them a little bit about Father's Day and sharing some stories gaming with their parents, with their, you know, sons, daughters. So that's been quite interesting. Counting Channel, as always, has been popping off. Hasn't been set back yet.
So where are we at?
Something like
Does your dad know about this?
Yeah, we did briefly explain this earlier.
Do you think it's an absolute waste of time?
Just like what? What's the point?
Do you know what? If you've explained it, I would like Papa Juppy to explain it to our listeners what the counting
challenge is. You are seriously going to put me on the spot?
No, because I think...
This is more of a reflection on his ability
to explain things. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, dear. I'm going to put you to shame.
We're used to it.
So, basically, lots of people on in was it Discord,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You can see I've educated about Discord this morning as well. So everybody puts in a different number, right? Mm-hmm. Hoping it's the next number. Or they're looking at the next number, right? And hoping that nobody actually does it at exactly the same time.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. And what happens if...
And if you put the same number in, it resets to zero.
Number. Yeah, sets to zero.
Do you know how many times Jonah's put the wrong number?
More than you'd care to admit.
About a dozen, probably.
Yeah.
So what number are we up to then on Discord? What's going on?
Last input was BFBS Lily... Our producer.
Happy birthday, by the way. Go, Lil. I thought you, by the way, the look I just shot Lily, because I thought you were going to say that she set it back. Sorry, Lil.
Yeah, she set it back. No, I'm joking. So she's set there currently at 164.
Go on, girl.
Go on.
You're looking good for it.
It wasn't just her.
And do you want to just share what the number of target is?
10,000. so we're getting there. We're close.
We're not.
How many days has it been?
Since the last setback.
No, since you started.
Oh, it's like a month.
Please.
It's like a month.
Yeah. All right.
It's going well.
Okay.
Is
I'm just waiting for someone to troll and just put
Can
one.
We go back to people's chatting about their dads for gaming and stuff? Because I think it's going to be so much more enlightening.
So we've had some really sweet stories sort of submitted. We had a couple of people talking about how it was how they connected with their dad when they were growing up. And that was sort of the medium that they used to sort of engage. You know, some people go kick about a ball with their dad. Some people sort of played video games. There was one person talked to me a little bit about how they had a PC at home. COD 4 had come out, it was massive, but their family PC wasn't able to run it. So their dad went and helped them buy the parts and upgrade the PC to be able to play it. And I almost cried reading it. It was really sweet. Talking about all the different games they've played. Rollercoaster Tycoon 3,
which is
one of the best games ever made. And that will be the hill that I die on. And somebody said that playing games with their dad is like watching paint dry, which, you know, different ends of the sort of spectrum here in the stories.
It can be quite entertaining watching paint dry.
I'd argue, especially if they're, you know, my dad's not always the best at video games. Watching him try to come to terms with stuff and getting quite frustrated is a little bit of a guilty pleasure.
My dad absolutely loves video gaming. Like, he was the one who got me into Xbox and things like that. Well, obviously, it started out with Atari, and then the Xbox came out, and so that's what we were playing and everything. And now, like, he doesn't play much anymore, but it's a Christmas Day tradition, or at least when I lived at home, we always play zombies on the first Black Ops.
So I have a Christmas tradition with my family as well. And when I was at university, my dad sent me a Facebook Marketplace listing for a Pac-Man, like, physical arcade cabinet.
Nice.
So that every Christmas we have a tournament who can set the high score. And annoyingly, it's not me, which is the shameful part, because you can imagine being in a household of non-gamers when the one gaming child isn't winning. It's like, oh, I thought this was your job. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so you don't ever hear your dad scream, "Lock a girl," at zombies.
No.
My
dad's a very quiet, seething gamer, you know. If he's losing, he'll just sort of stalk out the room.
See, I can't play it.
Which one?
Zombies.
Oh, no, my dad hates it.
I know.
Like, he doesn't want to do just the normal
soldier
attraction
thing. I really don't. What's the point of being scared witless? Really,
That is what you do for a living.
Especially
that's
Magnolia.
Your dad. Show some respect.
Yeah, mate.
No, he does DIY. He's got a business called Get Steve In.
Oh, don't advertise.
What was your first console then, Steve? Are you much of a gamer?
My first console.
Hmm.
Oh, that is a great question. I think it was an Xbox 360.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't have anything before that?
No,
you never
had
an Atari or anything?
I had an Atari, but it wasn't a console. It was the Atari ST computer. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
And a ZX Spectrum. That's what I started out with.
Yes!
ZX Spectrum, classic games, Jet Set Willy. Fantastic game that was. You need to get that.
Jet Set Willy. Okay.
Brilliant.
No, it's making a shop in the
show. Sounds rude, but it's about a spaceman.
Not about...
No.
What do you think about gaming? You know, like, when we look at historical gaming, obviously when we talk about the Atari, and for me it was the Sega Mega Drive as well, things like that. My dad always found certain games, even in the very first Xbox, he was like, oh, I don't like that game. It's a controller bashing sort of game. That's what he used to call them. Whereas now we're hearing that actually there are games and there is the equipment for so much skill that those of us who did grow up with the Atari and stuff are going, no, there's no skill in this.
What's you on about? Yeah. I know. I mean, I remember playing, Daley Thompson's Decathlon. And you used to have to... You just have to press two keys, one after the other, really quickly.
Yes,
oh, my gosh. And then when you had to jump the hurdle, oh, my goodness me, it was the space bar.
Yes.
But that involved taking a finger off.
And, you know, it really confuses me now when we talk about, like, pro equipment, when you're saying, oh, you know, it's all about PCs now. And I'm like, no, it can't be. Just the 2 hours at a space bar. Even I can do that. I've been doing that years. And I know it's not that simple. I don't know if you'd have played this, and it's not super old school, but I don't know if you guys will have ever played it. You ever played Lemmings?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Yes? Oh, I'm quite pleasantly surprised. Nice. Okay.
You played Lemmings?
I have. I've done my tour of games from before
your time.
Before I was born.
Before my time.
They had a remaster on PlayStation 3. I might have to go have a...
We might have to go have a
little bit of play.
It's like a Ratchet and Clank. You didn't want to play the remake of that. That was great. Honestly.
This isn't a video game. Sabutio?
Yeah.
I'm liking
I had
the
that
smile.
For Christmas. It was secondhand.
Nothing wrong
great.
With that.
Fantastic.
No, second-hand games are sometimes better.
Do you know what Sabutio is?
No idea.
Nope.
Right, pitch it to me. What do you reckon it is? Go
Sabutio,
on.
Is it like Sudoku, but like the video game?
Right, that's one guess. It's not a video game, it's a physical game.
Okay.
Sabutio.
They're still going.
I think so. My dad's got loads
there's
of them.
Tournaments.
They were always
does it
on
involve
the dining...
dice? Does it involve dice?
No.
No. They were always on the dining room table at home.
Are you looking it up?
You're cheating.
Oh, come on, boy. I have played it. We used to have one.
Yes, we did.
We used to have one. I didn't know the name of it. If you put it said, oh, the football game with the wibbly ones.
It used to really upset me.
Oh, yeah.
I think you should apologise for that, Jonah.
Dad, I formally apologise for stepping on your Sabutio set.
Okay, all right. Okay, there's the nostalgia. You've got an edge to this next one. Steve, what do you think you need to be, you know, one of these gamers that's going to take part in the BFBS Pro League? What kind of equipment do you need? Because for us, you know, it was like either the joystick of the Atari, for example, or just a plug into the TV. What do you need to be a pro gamer?
Well, you're asking me as if I'm a professional. For a PC?
Yeah, for a
PC.
What,
as a gaming PC?
Think about
what,
my bedroom.
Would you like to know what I'm flipping heck?
To be fair, you might have bought most of these.
Could hardly get into it half the time.
This is why you don't bring your dad to work.
You have the biggest possible PC box that you could fit into your bedroom.
Yeah.
I seem to remember that.
That's the old trend. The
largest,
smallest.
Largest fans that you could get.
Yeah.
The ones with the brightest lights.
Yeah.
Do you remember those waterfall speakers you had?
Oh, yeah. They like,
didn't they leak once?
Yeah, they leaked and just get rid of them. They're
like
water. They played
a lava
music.
Lamp.
No. Like, it played music and then it shot jets.
Little jets of water.
Water. It was very good.
I'm going to get you one for your desk. I'll get you one for your
really?
Desk.
Really? I would love that. I'll tell you what. Look, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. What I am going to do, because this is a generational competition here, I will be asking Dad first and then Jonah.
Okay.
That's fine. And you may know, but I'm going off of Lena's prices because I didn't know this.
Oh, it's just
okay?
What?
Prices.
Okay. This is for
prices.
The high end.
The price
stuff,
is right.
By the way. This is high end tier one pro. So
okay,
this is
well,
maybe a little bit.
Are we including all the accessories in this as well?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm just intrigued to know because like I can't wait to have this conversation with my dad because his guesses are going to be so off.
It's like Bill Gates like asking how much a pint of milk is.
Yes. Have you seen those videos?
Yeah.
No. Was it Lord Alan Sugar? And somebody asked and he was like, well, I don't know. It doesn't matter, does it? So I was like, oh, okay.
Sounds like that's my answer, but anyway, go
no,
for it.
No, you have to answer. Okay. So the first one we're going for, a gaming mouse. Didn't realise that
was a gaming
thing.
Mouse?
Yeah.
Oh, what, professional...
I didn't know it existed either.
Mouse.
Reminisce back to the times
no,
when I asked this stuff for Christmas.
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah. Well, I don't know whether you were entry level or whether you were...
I'd say if you were talking in the last 3 years, it's probably the higher end.
But don't overthink
right,
it too
I'm going
to
go for £225.
Ooh. Okay, and what are you going to go for, Jenna?
I'll say less. I'm going to say about 150.
Going off of your data here,
yep.
Lena. Okay. I'm going to go Jonah for that one. Well done.
Oh. Okay, what's
I've got an average of
say?
About 100 quid.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
About 100 quid.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
For a mouse. I thought you'd be on my side there for a mouse.
Well, I know, but I know how ridiculous things cost these days.
I feel like I should put a disclaimer in for anyone that's listening to this that has children that are gaming. This is not how much the equipment you like have to spend is. This is like if you're wanting this to be like a career.
£25
Yeah.
I think my mouse cost about 20. It was like on Amazon. It was like cheap gaming mouse. Next day delivery.
So, you know, when we were talking about the keyboard earlier with the arrows and the space bar that would wear out very quickly, which is probably why you need to spend money on a decent keyboard.
What's the average keystroke now? Like 100 million, isn't it, on per key?
180.
180 for the keyboard. Jonah?
Oh, I go about the same, I reckon.
No, you can't.
Okay, I'll go two... I'll go 225 this time.
225. Way off. Go on, Papa Juppy.
Oh, excellent.
It was 170 I've got here, and you said 180. Fair play.
I mean, you can spend one like 225 if you want to go fully custom.
You can spend whatever you want if it's diamond encrusted, is all I'm saying.
This was just like the default mouse I quoted was a Swarovski crystal encrusted one.
Oh, hang on, guys. You've got to hear this one. Say that again.
The mouse I quoted for 225 had Swarovski
crystals.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've got to have the best.
Like that woman from Eurovision in her dress.
A gaming chair, how much do we reckon?
250.
About 250, 300 quid. Sorry, let's go 300.
Jonah does not understand the rules of this game.
I agree with my father.
Let's go 300 quid.
You both get a point for
that. No, but he's accurate. He's quite good.
Anywhere between 250 and 400. Now, this one, I'm sorry, I think Jonah has the edge, but a professional eSIM rig.
I'm going to say 1250.
£1,250. I'm going to say £8,000.
Wow.
Lena gets the point for that one because you both are way out.
What did you say?
You wrote 3,000.
3,000, yeah. 3, I think about 3,000 plus because it scales exponentially, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's just
like, the seat, and then you add the monitor, but then you can get like haptic seats, and it's just a nightmare.
Oh, but so I have to give you that point because obviously they didn't get it. And also, if I do that, it's a tie.
Oh, come on.
See, your dad's having none of this. It's like, no.
Do you want to do an all or nothing, double or nothing final question?
Oh, yeah, no. Go on. You take this then, Lena. Go on.
What's the capital of
Mongolia?
Gaming
sleeves.
Sorry?
So I know what it is. So it's a sleeve you put on your arm to reduce friction.
Oh, sorry, you did send that one, didn't you?
I sent two extras at the end. That was a bit like...
Well, yeah, because you sent me the gaming sleeve and I genuinely worked out what it was and went...
Yeah.
Come on.
It's like 25 quid.
I don't actually know.
Can I have a guess? Because I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, you can have a guess as well.
60 quid?
40. I'll go in the middle-ish.
Papa Job wins.
Yay.
Well
that's
done.
That's about £20.
Really? Oh my goodness. Who needs a sleeve anyway?
Just hard work gaming.
Get a grip.
Well, look, I mean, this has been massively enlightening yes. on the lobby so far. Got to ask, did you get our Jonah into gaming?
Did I?
I would say so, yeah. I'd say so.
Tell us the story.
Years ago.
Oh, God, here we go. This is where the story starts.
PlayStation 1.
PS1.
PS1, we used to have, didn't we?
We did buy one.
We had a PlayStation
1. The only one we ever bought.
Yeah, and I used to play Star Wars quite a lot on there with some friends, like the original Star Wars Battlefront. That was really good. Enjoyed
that. Was that your first console?
I'd say it's my first console. Oh, okay. Quite comfortably, yeah. Right. And then, obviously, as I grew up, we got the DS.
The DS
for Christmas.
Yeah. What was the best game on the DS, Jonah?
It's difficult.
First game?
Nintendogs.
Thank you.
Oh, Nintendogs. That's got to be the best game, surely.
Nintendogs.
I agree.
Name a better classic. Game ever.
My favourite bit on the Nintendogs was when you take them for a walk and you have to draw the little route. Do you remember that?
I used to
love that bit. It's very good.
And you had to make sure they did a little wee.
Yes.
I like that you actually, it had like commands and stuff, like you'd tell the dog to like sit and it would sit. And I was like, this is ahead of its time.
It was very, very good. I hope you don't mind me asking this question though, only because I think it is very stereotypical, but it happened with me. My dad did it, and actually I'll throw this out to you as well, Lena, but did you ever have to like tell Jonah off, or maybe did mom do it in terms of like, get out of your room, you know, because I know it is a stereotype, but it's a real one.
Time to go.
Oh, no!
You have to tell him off.
Yeah, like, so my dad
used to tell you that we had to adopt a bell to get the kids down for dinner.
No.
Purely because he couldn't hear anything because he had his headphones on. You could hear him, don't worry. You're out in the garden.
I have no
doubt.
You
could hear him on on his PC. And then we'd ring the bell and then you could hear him say, I'm AFK! I'm AFK!
From keyboard.
Yeah,
sorry, just
took us ages to understand what he actually meant when he said that.
Apologise now.
Oh, sorry. I'm never straight as.
Because do you remember, so on the Xbox, you used to have to go to game and you used to have to give them the money. They'd give you one of those internet cards so that you could connect your Xbox to the internet and you had to like...
Oh, is it like Xbox Gold Pass or
that's
something?
That's it. And that was how you got to play
that's
with
still
like...
still going on.
Oh, is it? Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is
yeah,
it?
It's still at Microsoft, is it?
Hey, no. I got a console without a disc drive and I went, where do I plug the game in?
What you... Do you remember the time that I had you put parental settings on my Xbox?
Oh yeah.
And it had a password. It was like you had to press like a few buttons. But eventually, like, I clocked on to the buttons they were pressing when they were unlocking this parental setting. So it must have been when I was about 13, 14. And it got to a point where I was just secretly like unlocking it and like playing these games.
Wow.
You didn't know this.
Just wow. Respect your parents.
Yeah,
right. That's a message to all of you out there.
Well, I was just going to say, did you obviously look? I mean, how young are we talking where you had to use the bell?
Oh, that's been around years. We still use
it. You still
it
use
now.
It. Yeah,
it's still it. Use the bell to get your attention.
Probably since you're about 13, anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you see some of these videos on social media of kids absolutely losing their mind if their tablet gets taken off of them or their gaming console or whatever. Did you ever have to?
I don't think we ever did that, did we?
You were a good little boy.
You were pretty good.
No.
Oh, no, I think we did
once
ban
or
you
twice,
for a little.
Maybe. Yeah. No, it was GCSEs, wasn't it? GCSEs. Yeah. I got my first gaming PC just before my GCSEs.
You didn't wait till afterwards?
Well, what we couldn't understand was you used to come home from secondary school, as it was back then.
Yeah.
And, like, are you going to do your homework? Oh, no, I've done it. What do you mean you've done it? You never brought any homework
I used to try and do it at school as much as possible. So that way, as soon as I got home,
that's
I could
smart.
Start.
I thought
that's
he was going to be absolutely rubbish at his GCSEs. But he wasn't.
That is really smart, nice. Actually, because if you think about it, the amount of stuff, like, even in your adult life when you're working, you'll go, oh, it's all right, I'll do that. I want to go, I'll do that little bit of work when I get home. And you never do. So actually, do it at work.
I was time maxing, as we say.
I was basically like,
I haven't got an Xbox at school, so I'll do my homework at school. And then by the time I get home, you know, and it's good to, I'm good to go as soon
straight
as I get back
on.
That's why I was so many high levels above my teammates, my friends at school, because they were going home doing their homework. I was like, I don't know, mate.
See, I can't remember how old you were. Were you about 10? And you started wanting to get into drumming.
Oh, yeah. So, I was the drummer kid at school.
He was the drummer kid at school. And we thought, oh, we can't really get a drum kit. Let's just do our heads in. So, Band Hero.
Yeah, Rock Band. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Band Hero on the Xbox. We bought him a drum kit. He opens this on Christmas morning, and the joy on his face, it was immense. It was so lovely. And then his face dropped as he realised we hadn't actually got a console to play it on. You did actually start crying, didn't
you? I was so gutted.
Did you realise?
Oh no, it was all planned.
That's so mean.
And then Liz said,
What's
Daddy got for Christmas? Let's see what Daddy's got for Christmas. Of course, Daddy's got an Xbox 360.
And then obviously the tears of sadness turn to tears of joy.
He's so happy. But that
is that where your trauma comes from?
I have PTSD from my military career, and also
I have control. Because it's my console and you'll play it when I let you play it. But it was actually, thinking back, it was really cruel. Really, so.
I don't know if it was intentional.
It was intentional. Oh. But I just like to officially apologise.
You're
through that trauma.
I love gaming and family stories, actually. You've just reminded me of something. Do you remember, it wasn't the original Game Boy, it was the silver square one that you fold?
The one just after.
It was so. I had the silver one. I can't remember if they did other colours at this point, but it was a complete square that you folded out. And I remember I was very, very young, and I was very lucky. Me and my family and their friends, we all went to Lapland one Christmas because I was at the perfect age for like
Santa Claus.
And unfortunately, because obviously Lapland is quite expensive anywhere at Christmas, right? And there were some thieves, and my Game Boy got stolen out of my coat pocket.
No.
And I, as a little girl, obviously I was taught that I was always responsible for my own things. And I'm pretty sure that I would have wanted to take it out to the restaurant and Mum and Dad would have gone, no, leave it here. But being a stubborn brat, no, I was like, I'm taking it with me. So I did. And it got stolen out of my pocket. And everybody around the table chipped in to buy a new one. And said that Santa doesn't like people being sad around Christmas. So an elf must have replaced it with magic and things like
amazing.
That. My dad told me the story years and years later. And obviously I was still quite young. And I went, Dad, look, I know that it wasn't magic. You know, they didn't return it. They didn't find it magically and just put it back in my coat pocket, because that's what they'd said, that I'd lost it. They'd use magic to find it. But there was a scratch on mine. And when it came back, there was no scratch on it. So I
always
knew. That's
the magic. They fixed it.
Right? And it's just really cute. Have you got any, like, stories like that?
Oh, see, mine aren't cute.
We're okay with non-cute ones too.
So the wholesome story of how you had the Xbox and you had all the control. I kind of had the opposite, is that my parents are sort of fervently anti-video game for a long, long time. And I was about 10 and my dad had briefed the whole family. No video game consoles, no Xbox, no PlayStation, nothing. They're too young for it. And my uncle, who is an absolute menace to society, decided it would be his life's mission to make my dad miserable and bought me and my sister a Wii for Christmas, to my dad's utter dismay. But it got worse because my dad, RAF background, dogfighting was one of the Wii Sports games. You had an aeroplane.
Was it?
It was. And you'd have a balloon on the back and you had to try pop the other person's
face.
Yes! Yeah. And my dad, being RAF, thought that he was all high and mighty, that this would be his thing, that he could lord over us. Didn't last very long. We don't play anymore because my dad knows that he's just going to lose, so he refuses to play with me now. But most of my stories are all kind of like, I hid the DS under the covers. I'm absolutely certain my parents knew what was going on. We've all been there. And then it always gives away because when you play Mario and you close it, like Mario says goodbye as you close the DS, and it's like, shut up. Shut up, you little snitch.
I love this because we've obviously, the purpose of us chatting on the lobby each week is ultimately we're always talking about community and that sort of family and everything. But of course, obviously, if we go back to Jonah when you served as well, and of course, obviously, you know, with your dad serving Lena as well, you know, like we talk a lot about it being a tool to connect people when you're away from family. Did you ever use that for family, whether it was with dad or with other members of the family?
I think when I was home, we did. I think we did a lot. We used to play a lot when the Switch came out, especially. We used to bring that home because it was so good to travel with. I'd pack it in my bag and I could come home, and I ended up buying two of the docks for it so I could have one at home and things like that. I didn't even have to move that. I just literally take the console with me. But a lot of the time we were flat out, we were so busy, there was barely any time to sort of play games. And also I was PC, dad was Xbox, so it's kind of like
that rivalry.
There's a game that did come out on crossplay. I can't remember what it was. I remember we played, I think it was a Rainbow Six, wasn't it, when it eventually came on crossplay or something like that. We ended up playing together a few times and we had a great time at that. But the thing is, those opportunities came around so rarely. Or I'd be someone, there's no internet, especially in Estonia where the internet's not great already. It's just difficult to do that. But yeah, you definitely have got to capitalise on that when you can.
I know we mentioned Sabutio earlier. Obviously, we're talking BFBS Pro League very soon. Rocket League is going to be one of the games.
This is Rocket League!
This is Rocket League! Which obviously, you know, has a theme of football. World Cup is on at the moment. Football fans, I'm a rugby girl. Are you a football fan? So I was thinking, you know how some people have, like, is it a Super Six or a fantasy team or whatever? Oh, like I said, I'm a rugby girl. I'm not too sure. This is BFBS Fantasy Pro League. You can choose anybody on this planet. You can pick a team captain. You are entering a team into the BFBS Pro League. Who is your team captain? Choose anybody you want. Each of you go. Anybody.
Team leader, I want Zoran Mandani. I want Mandani as my team lead.
Who?
The New York City Mets.
Oh.
No, he's amazing.
Sure. Only because I mentioned it earlier, I'm going to go Dalai Lama. I think he'd be really good at keeping him calm.
Okay. That's a good shout, actually.
The king.
The king.
Because he can clap back at really high level people really, really well.
Gareth Southgate.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Fine.
I get that. All right, most likely to rage quit. You've got a team in front of you that you are putting the BFBS Pro League. It's made up of celebs. Which celeb is most likely to rage quit?
Jason Moana. Is it Moana?
Jason Moana.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd let him be my team captain.
Him?
I'm just saying.
The M25 guy on the internet.
Yeah.
Who's the
M25? That's just the guy that gets really mad at the M25.
Yeah. Well, there's a few of them.
I mean, we all do, but not all of us put like,
the idiot abroad? The idiot abroad?
Clive Pilkington.
Carl Pilkington. Yes, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Be great. Yeah,
which
great.
One of your celebrities is going to be the most competitive, like the most annoyingly competitive on your team?
Donald Trump.
It's true.
I don't know how any of us top that, quite honestly.
Okay, yes. Got an answer or do you want to?
No, we'll stick with Donald Trump.
Perfect. Which celebrity is going to perform the best under pressure?
I want Zai Wu from Team Vitality.
Johnson B. Harry. VC, right.
Why is he saying a load of letters to me?
So
no idea.
He won the Victoria Cross, right? I've met him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, of course, sorry. Big news. Yes.
I mean, if he can do what he did to get his VC, he's good under pressure.
We'll wrap this up because we have kept Papa Juppy here for quite a while. I will ask which one of your celebrities is most likely to drive in reverse on the F1 track?
Richard Hammond.
Lance Stroll.
Richard Hammond.
Lance Stroll. 100%.
If he doesn't
do it in reverse, he'll put it in the wall.
Richard Hammond.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, look, thank you so much, Steve, for joining us. Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And look, I know it's a really busy time for the BFBS Pro League. Next week, though, I know we can't let the dads have it all and the men have it all, can we?
No, we can't.
We are going to be talking women in gaming. You
ready? The game changer scene. Here we come.
We are going to be joined by Kale. And again, I always know people by their gamer tags name. Maisie Cochran?
Cochran Edwards.
Remembered. Nailed it. Sorry, it's just Kale.
First time.
Kale. Easy Garlic Kale is going to be joining us on
The Lobby.
We'll catch you next week. Go!